Canada. Here with you today and all next week as Ro and Ann are taking some well-deserved time off. We hope they're enjoying their Independence Day holiday, 4th of July holiday. Sam Panionovich coming down here to join me in the studio because on the line, I haven't said this. It's been way too long since I've gotten to say joining us now, the incomparable, the man who sits in the booth with Pat Foley and gives analysis for the Chicago Blackhawks like nobody else, the incomparable Eddie Olczyk joins us on the phone. Edzo, it has been too long.
Well, what a nice introduction, Bri. Hope you're doing well. Always great to be with you. And an exciting time of year for hockey fans and for hockey agents and players with free agency kicking in full bore here officially on July 1st.
I like that you put the agents before the players. That kind of sums up the whole business model
Yeah, they're the ones that are driving a lot of the bus, and a lot of them are the ones that, put players in positions right. And teams and what have you. So, it's a fun time of year around the National Hockey League. And as you know, I get around and
yes,
got to stay
do.
Up to speed on everything that's going on throughout the National Hockey League. And it's a great time of year because everybody's selling hope right now, Bri, right? I mean,
that's
what it is. I mean, there's only one team, and the Blackhawks certainly under the great leadership of Rocky Wirtz and John McDonough and Jay Blunk all the way through to hockey operations and Coach Q and the great players, they've had their chance to raise the cup three times in the last 7-8 years. And, they're looking to get back to where they were. And there's only one team that's happy right now, and that's the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Exactly.
After winning the cup a couple of weeks ago.
Well, and one step in the right direction, the Hawks making a lot of steps, but the one that's getting the big buzz today is their solidifying their defense, which is, after last season or the season before where Johnny Oduya left and there was a lot of stuff. So the Blackhawks re-sign Brian Campbell. They bring him up. He says, listen, I'll take a deal. You can pay me a little less, bring him back.
Sure.
How much does that affect the team? Because he's got this history with Joel Quenneville, so he knows the system.
Yeah.
It's an easy adjustment, right?
Yeah, I think it's it's one of those deals that it's almost like bringing Andrew Ladd back as Stan Bowman did last year, Brian. Mm-hmm. It's a no-brainer to bring in a guy under your terms, under your salary cap budget. The contract I think that Brian Campbell got was a very good contract as far as the Blackhawks are concerned. Just around $2 million is the report, and then plus he has some bonuses there. I don't think there's any doubt if Brian Campbell wanted to go somewhere else, he probably could have tripled that money over the course of a couple of years, but he chose to come back so-called home to Chicago, where he spent a lot of years. And look, I mean, when the Blackhawks first signed him to that long mega deal, whether it was 7 or 8 years, I mean, the Blackhawks overpaid to get Brian Campbell, so they're probably getting they're getting repaid on getting him more at a hometown discount. With his family roots here and always coming back to Chicago in the summer. So you're right. They're going to get a guy that knows the system. He's experienced. He's a Stanley Cup winner. And, he's a guy that can go in there and play on a power play. He can play 4-on-4. The question will be is where does he slot in for Joel Quenneville and the Blackhawks? Does he move in with the big three, or does he become the perfect ideal number five guy to play alongside whoever might be that number six defenseman, whether it's, TVR or Svedberg or Michael Rosenvall's back again. So Joel Quenneville's going to have a lot of options, but it's just a matter of where the Blackhawks think he ends up fitting in. I think ideally, Brian, I would love to see Brian Campbell sitting in that number five spot and then picking his spots when he would move up into the big four, depending on the situation.
Ed, so this hard salary cap doesn't just affect the Blackhawks, like some people believe that that's how it works out. They're just going after the Hawks. But
what?
Nashville loses a captain, Shea Weber. St. Louis loses a captain, David Backes. I mean, this is full spill. This is across the NHL. And I think for the Blackhawks to only lose Teravainen and Shaw, I say only very lightly, but they didn't lose any of their heavy hitters like some of these other teams have.
Well, I mean, what happened in Nashville is you traded out your captain that still has, I think, 9 or 10 years left on his contract. David Backes was an unrestricted free agent, and he chose to leave. And it's all, when you talk about the salary cap, Sam, teams set their own budgets, and managers and the analytics guys and the capologists, they're the ones that that say, okay, well, this contract fits this, you know. So all that plays into it, and teams, you know, they can draw a line in the sand. I mean, look what happened down in Tampa Bay with Steven Stamkos, their captain. He was an unrestricted free agent. He could have easily got north of $10 million to go to a couple of teams, and he chose to stay in Tampa. Now, he did, you know, I mean, he took a little hit. He only, not only signed, but he got $8.5 million a year. Now, you know, he's going to get that, you know, he's almost going to be a wash for him because there's no state income tax down in Florida. So for him, financially, it was probably a win-win, whatever he ended up doing. But I think it goes back to, what is your belief within your organization? What is your budget? What is your contract structure? And when players' contracts come up, you have to make tough decisions. And the Blackhawks have brought guys in and signed them to five-year extensions like Artem Anisimov, or give a guy like Marcus Kruger a healthy raise for a fourth-line player. You got to make tough decisions. And when you have great success, you got to pay your big boys, and that's what the Hawks have done. This year will be the first year of Brent Seabrook's contract, an eight-year contract. So you got to make tough decisions. But look, it's going to be tough to replace Andrew Shaw. Let me just make that perfectly clear. I'll get plenty of opportunity to talk about it when the hockey season starts. But, you know, since you mentioned Shaw, I mean, remember Joel Quenneville's press conference at the end of the year, you know, talking about how Andrew Shaw was irreplaceable. Well, obviously, he has to be because he's not here anymore.
Nobody's irreplaceable, right, Edzo?
Well, no. Look at it. If Wayne Gretzky can be traded, anybody can be traded. I get it. But, you know, he's the type of guy that the Blackhawks don't have a whole heck of a lot of, a guy that's got a lot of jam up front, a guy that can play with first-line players with Taze and Kane, or go on to a fourth line and be a checking role or an agitator or what have you. So that's a big loss. But, look, they made a decision, and Andrew Shaw is now in Montreal, and we all wish him well. And now it's an opportunity for other young players to step up. So I know the salary cap, a lot of people talk about it, and, you know, sometimes the narrative is it's not fair. Well, that's the rules, and, you know, you as an organization or you as a manager can choose, you know, to spend that money how you want and not put yourself in a situation where you're, you know, $4 and $5 within the salary cap and have to move players out. It is the price of playing poker, and it's the price of winning. But the Blackhawks have been able to manage it extremely well over the years, and I don't think that will be an issue moving forward.
Edzo, a couple other things. The Hawks re-signed Michael Roosevelt and Brandon Machinter. They they came to terms with Sam Carrick and Pierre-Cedric Labrie. So they're doing all this. As you look around, as you mentioned, you know what's happening all over the NHL. In the division in this conference, who seems to be getting stronger through free agency?
Well, it's still probably a little bit too early, Bri. You know, Minnesota's made a couple of changes here over the course of the last 24 hours, plus they've changed their coaching staff. So, you know, that's always going to be, always going to be a change. Nashville has really changed the dynamic of their team on the back end when they traded Shea Weber, as Sam had mentioned a little bit earlier. You know, St. Louis is going to be there. I mean, look what happened this past year. You know, they lose Backes, they lose Brouwer, but they're a team that, you know, took out the Blackhawks in seven games in the first round of the playoffs. You know, Dallas, I still think Dallas needs to improve their back end. I still think that they're a little weak in goal and on the back end. So it's going to be very competitive. There is no doubt. I mean, this is a competitive division, and the Blackhawks certainly are going to have to get off to a good start and give themselves a chance to just get into the playoffs, really. I mean, that's what it's all about at the end of the day. Whether you win a division or you finish in third or your wild card team, if you're in, you give yourself a chance.
Edzo, Patrick Sharp is a guy who a lot of people in Chicago miss. I know the coaching staff misses him.
I know my wife misses him.
He's going to be 35 next year, the last year of his contract in Dallas. Does this destination city of Chicago, does that help going forward? Because when Campbell does it, you imagine he's going to recruit going forward. Are guys like Patrick Sharp, maybe Christopher Steig comes back for wheel number three. This open up the door down the road for other former Blackhawks to come back and take less?
I think that's I think the back part of your statement and your question, Sam, is very valid. This is a destination because of what the Blackhawks have been able to do both on and off the ice. And again, I go back to the leadership, but that's what it's about. And people want to be here. Players want to be here. Their families want to be in, you know, a part of the Blackhawk family and be a part of the fabric of the city of Chicago. I mean, you mentioned Sharp in particular. I don't see Patrick Sharp taking a hometown discount to come back for 1 year. But look, who knows what's going to happen a year from now? We don't know what the salary cap number is. That certainly plays into how managers and teams and players, kind of map these, you know, these type of things out. But I think it's a fair point. Players, may want to take less just to have a chance to take a run at the Stanley Cup or play for a guy like Joel Quenneville or play with Jonathan Toews and Patrick Kane. I mean, all those type of things certainly come into play when you are a free agent. And there is that courting that goes on, Sam and Brian, now in the National Hockey League. You got a couple of days to be able to talk to players, court them, sell what you're doing. It's almost like what Lovie Smith's going to be doing down in Illinois. You're going to be talking to possible incoming freshmen into your institution that want to be a student athlete. It's no different in the National Hockey League. You go, you sell, you wine and dine, you do all that type of stuff that you want to show the guy what you have and what your organization and what the people are all about. And that's all part of the game now, and players want to be courted. And we see what's going on in the NBA as well. The NHL is no different. It's very important that you have the right people sending the right message, and hopefully somewhere along the line the team will be repaid with all the hard work that goes into it.
Edzo, before we let you go real quick, I got to ask you to put your coach's hat on for 1 second.
Okay, hold on. Nope, not that one. Hold on. Okay, I got it.
I know it's probably at the bottom of the trunk.
That was the horse mask.
Dug it out.
That was the horse mask.
He's got all kinds of things.
Actually, I put it on backwards. so I had to just slip it around. So.
Very good. Now, you mentioned Andrew Shaw and trying to find somebody with that same sort of attitude. And we hear it all the time that it's always, and you even said it, for the next guy to step up. As a coach, how do you... Can you coach that into somebody? Can you make one of your guys a little grittier, a little tougher up front? Or is it just something that they're born with and you hope you get a guy like that?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's probably a combination. But I think for a young player that's going to get an opportunity, whether it's a Chicago kid like Ryan Hartman or Mark McNeil or, you know, just players that come to mind that are of that, of that fabric of a guy like Andrew Shaw, I'd say, look, you know, we need a little bit of this. And if you want to be in the National Hockey League, it might be a good idea to try to map yourself after a way a guy like Andrew Shaw played. But you got to get the opportunity, right, and you got to be able to have the smarts under one of the best coaches, if not the best coach in the National Hockey League, in my opinion, in Joel Quenneville. So I think it's a combination, Brian, but I think a lot of those guys, it's a part of who they are even before the great Blackhawk fans get a chance to see him at the United Center.
Very nice. And Edzo, we'll see you in a couple weeks. The 9th Annual Blackhawks Convention is July 15th to the 17th. Are you going to be in attendance?
That's the plan, unless you know something. If I should take a different hat off right now.
No, I think you wear your analyst hat, your ambassador hat. Stack them up. Stack them up like a Dr. Seuss character. Wear as many hats as you can on one weekend.
Exactly. The question will be forget where's Waldo, where is Edzo?
Where's Edzo?
Convention.
It'll be a fun game. Always great talking to you, Edzo. Enjoy your holiday. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
All right, everybody have a safe weekend. Thanks for having me, Brian. Always great to talk to you. See you, Sam. Thanks.
Take care, Edzo. That's the great Eddie Olczyk. He is a Blackhawks analyst, NBC analyst. He knows everything about the NHL. Let's do this, and then we'll. Then I have to. I got trouble with Violetta. People think I'm picking on you.
Yeah, well, you got to listen to the people, Brian.
All right. I'll listen to the people.
The people are always right.
Well, you know, those same people are listening to you now for traffic trouble spots.
Thanks for having my back, guys.